This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm working on a book about the five senses and how we can use our five senses to give us a sense of vitality and connection to the moment and to other people. I found that just as we can sometimes minister to the body through the spirit, sometimes we can minister to the spirit through the body. I was very struck by this passage from Ann Patchett's memoir, Truth and Beauty, A Friendship, about Ann Patchett's enduring friendship with fellow writer and poet Lucy Greeley. Near the end of her life, Lucy Greeley was struggling with depression and addiction, and Ann Patchett describes how she tried to help. I figured even if I couldn't make Lucy deeply happy, I could provide the kind of happiness that would seem hollow if we had the money or the time to stay in it too long. I booked Lucy a massage and had her eyelashes dyed. I took her for a pedicure. I bought her the best pâté I could find in Nashville, along with SpaghettiOs and Hungry Jack biscuits and everything else I knew she liked. We went to a bad movie and then stayed for a second bad movie. I took her shopping and bought her whatever she wanted. And she was happy, and I was happy. As Ann Patchett points out, these kinds of activities would seem hollow if we pursued them too long, and yet it's also true that our bodies and our senses can be a source of profound comfort. I'll post a link to Truth and Beauty, which I highly recommend, in the show notes. Also, on the Happier podcast for our book club, we interviewed writer Ann Patchett about her novel, The Dutch House. I'll also post a link to that conversation. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.